105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105.
8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good evening to you. It's 105 Drive with Julian Clover through until 7 tonight. We finally got them in, the cast and crew of Jim's War, which is both set in and going to be staged at RAF Great Grandston. And Andy Lake is amongst them, who I guess most people who listen to 105 regularly or used to listen to 105 regularly and perhaps no longer do because Andy's elsewhere.
Except I've taken my audience with me.
Alternatively, there's another argument which says that more people... Anyway... You're most,
probably more likely.
Welcome back, Andy. And this is kind of your little production, but you've also brought some of the members with you. So assuming that the Cambridge 105 audience knows who you are, I'm going to ask everybody else to say who they are and what their role is in the production.
Hi, I'm Anna. I'm playing Lucy in Jim's War.
Hi, I'm Anthony, and I'm playing Flight Sergeant Jakes.
Hello, I'm Claire Day, and I wrote the original play.
Okay, let me start with you then, Claire. Claire, the person who is probably most scared about being on the radio, and I've now proved her right. Tell me, how old is the play initially? When did you first write it?
It was first written in 2012 for part of a village drama group production, and I was given the brief to write a 10-minute play about the airman who served at Grandston Lodge during the Second World War. And... so that was how it started, and it's grown from there.
And how important was Grandston Lodge during the war? Were there many people who would have been stationed there?
Yes, there were about 800 airmen stationed at Grandston Lodge, and there was a large Canadian input to that.
So it wouldn't have just been from the RAF, they'd have been from the Canadian Air Force then as well?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, that's correct.
And
yes.
Sort of what proportion? Would it have been predominantly Canadian in the same way that somewhere like RAF Lakenheath isn't really RAF at all? It's the US forces. Is it that sort of thing, or was it that sort of thing?
Yes, it was mainly Canadian pilots.
Right.
Yes.
So I'm wondering now then, are there Canadian accents which are required during the production? Did any of you get to do them?
No.
We say the word Canadian a couple of times, and that's about as close as we get, really, because we didn't fancy our chances with the Canadian accents.
So it's tricky, isn't it?
It's a particularly difficult one. Yeah.
As a TV series from, oh dear, must be 70s or 80s now, and it was called Secret Army, and it was about the resistance in Brussels. It's actually the serious production that Hello, Hello was took the mickey out of a few years later. And it was interesting that the Germans actually spoke English with a German accent, the way you'd expect a German to speak English, whereas all the Flemish characters just spoke English like you or I. It was quite one of these strange things, a bit like sort of Wallander these days when it's set in Sweden and some of the cast members speak this funny thing which nothing like the way the Swedes speak English, and it's nothing like anything else.
I was watching the Musketeers on TV finish last night, and I was watching it, and it's also in France, in Paris, and there's so many people from Yorkshire in Paris in the Musketeers. It's just the accents are all over the place.
It's amazing,
no,
isn't it?
Actual French spoken at all. They're all from Yorkshire.
So Andy, how come this is being put on now?
So when Claire first did it in 2012, I played the part of Jim. And then I went away for quite a while. To university, I suppose, which is where I met Anna. And then the play was again staged without me. Because I just wasn't part of it that time. Last year?
Last year.
2015, yes. What was that part of?
It was to celebrate the World War, the end of the World War II celebrations in the village.
And then I thought, well, there's something here that is really good and has happy bits, has sad bits. And I just thought, we've got to develop it somehow. And so what we've ended up with is this production. And I think it's sort of...
And what have you done from the original script? How has that changed?
For about 6 months, Claire and I basically lengthened it. We added in quite a few characters. We did a lot of work on the script, really. It was... I wouldn't say it's unrecognisable from the first one because, for some of it, we did just lift the dialogue, totally.
Yes.
But the storyline has grown a lot.
In terms of developing the story or adding subplots?
I think... as you'll find, as you probably know, Julian, if I get involved with something, it some way or another becomes a rom-com, and that is essentially what's happened again. So
for those who don't, you had the situation comedy which ran on Cambridge TV locally. Would have seen it, and also online. So.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and that was sort of me getting my romantic comedy side out, and I'm doing it once again, but this time live for all to see.
and in period costume
as well. Yes.
Is it difficult to source that sort of thing?
Who's been responsible? You have no idea.
Because there will be people sitting in the audience saying, "Well, my dad was in the RAF. He wore nothing like that."
Yes,
that's sort of issue you have to get right.
There will always be that. It's a very ensemble based piece, so you know that there are people playing three or four different parts. It's that sort of physical kind of theatre, total theatre, I think is the technical phrase for it. The reason for being late is because we just picked up the RAF uniforms just now, and I desperately wanted 5 RAF side caps.
You know, I'm now disappointed that you're not wearing them, but carry on.
Anthony would have gladly worn it.
I would have, honestly. I didn't want to take it off.
When we were at the costume place just now, I arrived a bit later, and Anthony was already in his uniform and stayed in his uniform until the end.
I'm basically the reason we're late. I was having far too much fun.
Yes. Blame
me. Why not?
So, I don't know, have you done stuff like this before, previously, with the opportunity to dress up?
Oh, yes. I've done a few things with the opportunity to dress up. Army-related things. I was involved in the We Are Here, which was to commemorate the Battle of the Somme starting on the 1st of July, which was a nationwide thing by Jeremy Deller and Rufus Norris of the National Theatre. So that was a good chance to dress up in army gear as well.
Yeah. You kind of cut that figure of somebody who could easily be in the RAF. What do you do normally?
Thank you. I work in a restaurant at the moment as well.
Okay.
Just being a stereotype, really.
Right, I guess so. that's what actors tend to do, isn't it, when they're not working. Same, arguably, for disc jockeys as well, for some of the time. Anna, were you involved in the TV production previously?
Not in the recent one, but I was in the pilot back in York.
Right, okay. Yeah. So when it was originally set.
In 2011, we did the pilot for Humble Pie, and Anna was in that.
Yeah.
And then we went on a break for about 4 years and then made it again.
Yeah.
You were off the part, but you didn't.
I was. I had a bit of a break from acting, to be honest.
And then, why is that?
I don't know, really. It just, life happened and I got a job and time, but then this project was really worth picking it back up again. It's a real local labour of love, and I just love Claire's script, and it's just a lot of fun. So.
Did you find that, or have you found, really, that if you step away from drama, from performance, that this question, arguably any of you could answer, really, you get withdrawal symptoms in terms of it's something you feel you need to really work through your system?
Yeah, I definitely felt that. But it was definitely more in terms of the team that you have around you and the community feel of it.
Mm.
Yeah, the getting on stage in front of people is still very nerve-wracking for me.
You don't like that bit?
Well, I'm going to have to get over that for the weekend.
Yeah, it could be a problem otherwise. Yeah.
But no, it's definitely the camaraderie of a cast and crew that make it.
And what's your role?
So I play Lucy. So Andy is Jim, the protagonist. And Lucy is doing her bit for the war, working in the officer's mess or the
correct
mess in the Granson Lodge. And then she meets this dashing young flight sergeant?
Who is me, not Anthony.
Who is Jim, yeah. Well, she meets Jake first, but let's not mention that. and then, romance ensues.
Yeah. And we should probably mention there's quite a few, there's 14 people in the cast.
Yeah.
And the ages range from 8 to probably, how old is Sheila? Probably in her 70s, I imagine.
Actually, don't mention names.
Poor Sheila's listening. You might have aged her by, yeah.
Well, anyway, it's eclectic. Anyway, is what I'm trying to say, and yeah, I don't know what about with withdrawal symptoms. I probably don't have withdrawal symptoms, but you know, at all. You know, when I'm not acting, I don't go, "Oh man, I wish I was doing that." But then when we're doing it, like this, we were rehearsing. We started on Saturday. Well, actually, we started about March actually, but intensively we started on Saturday, and we've been rehearsing every day up until the production this weekend. And this week, I've gone, why don't I do this more? You know, it's not so much the withdrawal of not doing it. It's when you do it, you're like, God, I wish I could do this every day. sort of thing.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's a particularly nice group of people as well.
Is it easy to pull people together for something like this? I know in productions I've been involved in the past, it's not tricky to get the right people that you need. You know, you always have a oversupply of women, there's not enough men to take part.
and of course, we're making something about the RAF as well. But we've got seven men and seven women. So we've done, I think, both in terms of appearance and ability and everything, we've lucked out pretty much, haven't we, Claire?
I think we have.
We've done pretty well.
I guess the important fact is, where's it actually being performed?
So it's being performed in St Bartholomew's Church, which is Great Grandston Church.
Right. Is that the regular venue, Claire, for productions such as this in Great Grandston?
It's a fairly new one,
right?
Because the front area of the church has recently been cleared and has provided a wonderful acting space, and we're hoping that more local drama will take place now there, because it's such a good space.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of really, really good things there. But yeah, now they've removed, is it just one row? Just one,
yes.
There's one row of pews from the front. There's now this good space. And I mean, we do all sorts, you know. It's all ensemble based. We have a fight. I mean, it's great. Yeah, and in that venue, I just think it there's an added magic as well.
And the there's a really magical stained glass window that commemorates the squadron that we're...
Oh, nice. Know, so relatively modern stained glass window. And I don't know, how old is the church in Great Grandston? I'm not too familiar with it.
I think it's been there since the 1400s.
Yes.
It's been there a while then, in which case.
Yeah, and the pews and the pulpit have been there since the 1600s. So,
wow.
So, yeah, so it's an old one. Yeah.
OK, well, look, tell us times. When can we go and see it if we want to?
Shall I?
Go for
okay,
it.
All right. So we open on Saturday, the 6th of August. Doors are at 7:30, and we'll start at 8:00. And you can get your tickets online at www.ticketsource.co.uk/bumbershoot/productions.
Gosh.
Yes.
Very good. I guess if you pop in the Great Grandston into the search engine on that, that will find it.
Exactly.
As well.
You can even just Google Jim's War. And
okay.
And I think it is the first thing that comes up is either the website for the production company, which is Bumbershoot Productions, or it's...
Which is your production company, by any chance?
It's basically just... here's a fun fact for you, Julian. So I was like, I need a name that isn't like Andy Lake Productions, because I thought that was awful. So I couldn't possibly do that. But I was like, so I need an umbrella to work under, and Bumbershoot is an archaic word for an umbrella. So I was like, brilliant.
Excellent. Just stop hitting the desk, by the way.
Sorry, Julian. I'm sorry.
that's fine.
Too excited.
I know. It's something to get excited about. Okay, well, we'll try and wrap up all the details. And when we pop the podcast up, we'll attach the details of how people can go and see it to all of that. But good luck with the production.
Thank you.
I'm sure it'll go absolutely fine. hang on for just a moment, Andy, because I know you're waiting for this. I feel like asking you to read the travel, actually.
Oh, no.
I will do it instead. But thank you all very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.